It's Bayou Sports with Coach Brent Indest, brought to you by Babineau Family Dental, Harris Heating and Cooling, Action Specialties, LA Classic Roofing, Schwing Insurance, Cane Row Golf and Turf Club, Hike, Mindale, Grubbs, and Dalbar, Iberia Sports and Rehabilitation, Arsenal Ford, The Quarter Tavern, and Gator Gear Customs. And now, here's Coach Indest.
Good morning and welcome on this sunny, sunny Wednesday, hump day morning. It is Wednesday, isn't it?
It is hump day.
Sometimes you get a little lost during the week. This morning and I swore it was Tuesday.
Well, it was yesterday.
I've been scrambling a little bit. Like a lot of stuff going on.
Boy, you know,
I'm out there, Jerry, and I'm loving it. There's nothing between him and us than a thin layer of gabardine. If you're a Seinfeld fan, you know what I'm talking about.
Well, as Groucho Marx says, you're getting so close to me, you got to be behind me.
You know, that one of the Seinfeld episodes is you got high talkers, low talkers, close talkers. I'm going to tell you, close talkers, man. I got an issue with close talkers. You know the personal space deal.
Yeah,
you know, getting up in your personal space
where they spit in your face.
Yeah, well,
and they're not doing it on purpose.
And look,
either.
And I'm going to say, because I'm a coach, and you know, sometimes you just really I got to admit that I've spit in my share of faces, not intentionally.
I know what you mean, yeah.
Because I always say, hey, so you know, I'll be like, guys, blah, blah, blah. Hey, sorry, I spit in your face. Blah, blah, blah.
That's a slavery grand, just producing too much.
But, yeah, the whole close talker thing freaks me out.
Yeah.
It just, yeah, don't.
And then with the finger.
Yeah, don't. Oh, no. You get with the finger. Now, no, we might be grabbing a. No. Close talker with a finger? No.
They've got them like that, too.
Yeah, no. I will step up to that one in a second. I was actually, definitely not saying any names, but cornered by a passionate parent recently.
Okay.
That totally loves their child.
Sure.
And just talking about a situation at a local school.
Okay.
And it just, and it, you know, the finger wave and the whole deal, and it just always blows me away how irrational a person can be when they're dealing with their child. And I'll tell you this, a principal that I recently talked to, we were just talking about that, and she said, you know, And she put it in perspective for me, because sometimes it's so easy to get on the bandwagon of these crazy parents. But she said, you know, Coach, there's three facets to people you have to deal with at school. She said, number one, the kids. And she said, you know what, when they screw up, they're kids. I did it. You did it. So I've got compassion for that. She said, and this was a little different. She said, parents, everything they do, even though it's irrational and it's crazy, they do it out of love. He said, so you know what? I have, you know, I can get it. I have a little compassion for that. She said, but it's these gosh darn teachers. She said, they should know better. And I told her, I said, you know, I always look at whoever, you know, I'm listening to, whether it's my administrator or whatever, and what would I do in their shoes? And I always try to have empathy for it, but also, and I always said, if I was a principal of a school,
all right,
the first thing I would do day one, on my first day on the job, I would get the teachers.
All of them.
So you got your teacher meeting.
Okay.
No, so you got it. You got them in the library.
All right, they're yours.
Okay. You got their attention. And I'm going to say, okay, folks, I'm going to write on the board. No. You're going to write on the board. You're going to get together and come up with three of the most important things that these kids need to be successful in life moving on.
All right.
And look, it's going to be a common theme. It's going to be being on time. It's going to be held account. All these things. And really not much of it's going to have to do with the Pythagorean theorem or verb agreement. Okay.
Right.
You know, dressing properly, carrying yourself. And then you take that list. Okay. You come up with the common themes. Then you spin it around and you look at the teachers and say, this is all I want from you, what you want from these kids. So understand, I don't want anything. I don't expect anything from you as teachers that I don't expect from these kids. And it really puts it in perspective, because you know what? teachers are the worst at following directions.
Really?
They are the worst.
Haven't been around.
You know, I can remember a Catholic guy, teachers, you need to park over here. Well, certain teacher, oh, I'm not doing that. I'm above the law here. I'm going to go park over. Okay. Well, you know, if you do that in the classroom,
sure.
Guess what's going to happen to you? You're going to get a detention.
Yeah.
Okay? Certain teachers just, well, you know, I've got a kid. I can't get to school on time. Well, you know what? Figure it out. You're getting paid. Okay? Figure it out. And it's funny that she said that the teachers, and again, I love teachers. I'm a teacher. Okay? Sure. I've been a teacher, but she told me, she said, I can deal with the parents because I know where they're coming from. I can deal with the kids because I know where they're coming from. But some of these teachers, she said, I just have a hard time dealing with them.
No, there's one word to encompass that, and the key word is discipline.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Do you know the definition of discipline?
Oh, it's just probably following.
I'm going to give you the Nick Saban definition of discipline.
Okay, Nick, go ahead.
Doing what you're supposed to do, when you're supposed to do it. Yeah. The way it's supposed to be done.
That's pretty accurate.
Because, you know, that's one thing I love about Nick is that, you know, we throw this word around, discipline. We throw it around. What is discipline? Let's define it. Let's tell these kids what it is. Well, you know what? It's doing what you're supposed to do, when you're supposed to do it, the way it's supposed to be done. That is the definition of discipline. Nick Saban defined, and again, when I say Nick Saban, I'm not saying he invented this stuff. He might have got it from Belichick, who got it from somebody else.
He got it from his sixth grade teacher.
Exactly. Point taken. God knows where he got it from, but yeah. He's the one that made these statements staples throughout
That's
football.
Right.
You know, his other one is attitude. How do you define attitude? He defines attitude with just an old saying. Life is not what happens to you. It's how you react to it. And he even goes to the percentages. 10% of life is what happens to you. 90% is how you react to it.
That's right.
It's your reaction that matters. Life's going to happen.
Sure.
Okay, people are going to die. You're going to get hit by a truck. You're going to, you know, all these crazy things are going to inflation, you know, all these crazy things. But it's how you react to what happens is important, not what happens. And, you know, and all these things. And so just interesting stuff. And, you know, this all started with a Seinfeldism and close talking. And then we moved to this. But, yeah, if we want to be friends, just please don't be a close talker. You can be a low talker. You can be a high talker. You can eat your peas one at a time. You can have man hands. There's all these things that you can have. These are all Seinfeldisms.
Sure.
But don't be a close talker. Yeah, it just freaks me out. Tiger, talking about Phil, talking, you know, we got PGA coming up.
You know, somebody put a $20,000 bet on Tiger.
Well, okay, so, and look, I'm glad you brought that up because we are going to get to the betting odds.
Oh, okay.
You know what we're looking at.
All right.
And it's always even more interesting in the PGA. The PGA tournament, you have a lot of guys that can't win. When you tee it up for the Masters, other than the former players.
And maybe the amateurs, huh?
Yeah, well, you take the two amateurs or the three amateurs
and
the former players, but most of those guys can win. Especially these world golf tournaments, it's typically the top 50 players. Anybody can win.
Sure.
But the PGA has a whole lot of dudes that can't win.
True.
They just can't win. And the odds on some of these guys are very interesting. But Woods talks about Mickelson. It's always disappointing when the defending champion is not here. Phil has said some things that I think a lot of us who are committed to the tour and committed to the legacy of the tour have pushed back against. And he's taken some personal time, and we all understand that. I'm telling you, Tiger is the master at eloquently saying things without being that controversial. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, of course, you got to remember, I think he's a Stanford grad.
No. Hey, anybody that doesn't think
he's
Tiger
smart.
Woods is not a very – let me tell you something. I guarantee
bright.
You he can do his gazentas.
He's got a lot of them to go into, too.
Yeah.
Seven figures. Seven or eight gazentas.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, Tiger but, you know, he's not Jack. Jack, every now and then, we talked about it, over his career, put his foot in his mouth, said some things he shouldn't have said, you know, things like that. Fuzzy Zeller, of course, you know, relative to Tiger, said something and he put a foot in his mouth.
Yeah. But he was cutting up.
No, there's no doubt. No doubt. And Tiger didn't take offense to it. But, again, that was right when the PC movement was.
Yeah.
I'm going to go out and say that Fuzzy Zeller helped lead the PC movement, even though he didn't want to.
True. He made some comments in New Orleans, too, when we were down there 1 year. And he, tell you what, he's some kind of
fan. Oh, he's a cat. He's a cat. And, you know, I hadn't heard from the guy. I hope he's healthy.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a cat. So Tiger goes on to say, but I think some of his views on how the tour could be run, should be run, there's been a lot of disagreement here, there. As a professional, we miss him out here. I mean, he's a big draw for the game of golf. He's just taking his time, and we all wish him the best when he comes back. Obviously, we're going to have difference of opinions how he sees the tour. We'll go from there. He's admitted he hasn't talked to Mickelson. And, you know, Mickelson comes out and tells the tour that they've got obnoxious greed. But then what happens after that is we find out that Phil might be broke. Phil wasn't paying his caddy.
That's unbelievable.
He wasn't taking care of his bill with his looper.
Amazing.
You know, Bones had to go and take a looper job down in the Himalayas, caddying for the Dalai Lama, seventh son of the Lama, the flowing robes, everything. Impressive. The grace, you know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he had to head down, jump ship.
Maybe he's just cash strapped.
Made my way over to Hong Kong, jump ship to Tibet, get a job with a course in the Himalayas. That's what he had to do.
Looking for Shangri-La.
But Phil, so Tiger talks about, I just think that what Jack Nicklaus and Arnold Palmer have done, you know, starting the tour, breaking away from the PGA of America, creating the tour in 68, it's a legacy that they started and I've been playing for over a couple of decades. He says he understands the different viewpoints, but, hey, Phil, you know, you screwed up. And what's funny here is I can't speak for Tiger Woods. You know, I haven't – it's been a while since me and Tiger hung out. You know.
Yeah.
So, but I can honestly state a very strong opinion. Tiger don't like Phil.
I don't think that.
There's really nobody on the tour that likes Phil. Phil is the least popular guy on tour.
I know.
Hal Sutton told Jay Smith one time that after a Ryder Cup, he said, okay, give me some inside scoop. Because Hal Sutton was the captain.
Okay.
And I'm going to paraphrase because I can't say the exact things that Hal Sutton said on radio.
Okay.
But he said, number one, Tiger Woods is way nicer of a guy than everybody thinks.
Okay.
And Phil Mickelson is a way bigger, something that rhymes with lick, but not with a D, with a P. He used the word P.
All right.
Than anybody thinks. Okay. He said the guy is a total, basically, jackass.
Yeah, Tiger can be a little aloof due to the fact that people
look,
like that.
I'm sorry. I mean, when you are that popular. I've seen it with the Mannings. Peyton Manning can walk into a room with 100 coaches, and he will not make eye contact with one person. Because I've said it before on the show, when you make eye contact, it is an invitation to tell me hello and ask me for a picture. And, hey, Peyton, how you doing? How's the family? Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Hey, Peyton, man, your forehead's bigger in person than it is on TV.
Yeah, anybody that's a celebrity.
Terry Bradshaw, same thing. For the Brooks and Dunn Golf Tournament, Louisiana Tech, got to hang out with Terry Bradshaw. Never made eye contact with a soul. There's a common theme there.
Yeah.
And when you are that popular, and it's why Phil gets himself in trouble, because Phil will come out. He's not like that. And he's going to go ahead and state his opinions to some dude on the phone. Yeah, those guys, they're some scary MFs. Mm. You know, they're killing people over there. But
– right.
The PGA Tour, obnoxious greed, you know, I'm hopping on with this, you know. I mean, it's just he's got diarrhea of the mouth.
Yeah, and that tends to kill you, too.
Tiger says there's plenty of money out there, but it's just like any other sport, like tennis. You have to go out there and earn it. You've got to go out there and play for it. We have an opportunity to go ahead and do that. It's just not guaranteed up front, which is what the Saudis are doing. And Phil, Tiger goes on and on, but just interesting because, you know, I remember one of the greatest afternoons. No, I can't say greatest afternoons. What could have been the greatest afternoon of golf? And, gosh, I'm going to say I could date this. My wife could tell me the year it was because we were in Disney World, and I'm going to say my daughter was 10. She might have been 5. I don't know. This is 20 years ago maybe. And on Sunday, Phil and Tiger were playing together, but behind the leaders in the Masters, and we were in Disney World, which, you know, Tina says, hey, oh, yeah, we're going to Disney World in April. Oh, yeah, fine. Then all of a sudden, wait up, it's the weekend of the Masters. Oh, my God, we can't do that.
They smoked you.
Oh, yeah. You know, and I remember getting them going that morning, you know, in Epcot or wherever we were. And then, I'm going back to the room. And I sat there in the room with an ice chest and watched Tiger and Phil make a comeback and scare the leaders together. They were doing it together. And it was just great theater. But they both ended up faltering toward the end. And I forget who ended up winning that one. But, you know, Phil and Tiger will always be, you know, Watson and Nicklaus will always be kind of tied together, just like Nicklaus and Palmer. You know, Nicklaus came in and ushered in his area, knocking off the king, knocking off Arnold. Yeah. Well, then Watson challenged Nicklaus, but never. And look, Teddy's a Watson guy.
Oh, is he?
But understand, Watson wasn't Nicklaus.
Yeah, a little.
You know, he won 8, I think 5 of them British Opens. Okay, but just like Tiger and Phil, they will always be kind of tied together in history. Well, we're going to come back. We're going to talk more about the betting odds for the PGA, and I guess I'm living under a rock, dude. So is there a third NFL, third professional football team that's going to be coming up in February of 2023?
You got me.
Yeah, there is. There is. I mean, how the heck is this going to happen? And we're going to talk about that. So you got the NFL. We got the USFL. Well, evidently, and this has been on the books, but like I said, I don't know. Maybe I just ignored it. But we got another big league coming with a lot of money behind it, with TV behind it.
And they got the Canadian league, you know.
Hey, take off, you hoser. What's that all about? Hey, let's go get a Molson.
Yeah, you can.
Hey, there's a mouse in my beard. All right, we're going to be back right after this on the new Kane 107.5 FM.
The dog days of summer are here, and you'll need an experienced local HVAC contractor to keep you comfortable. Call Harris Heating and Cooling. They service all brands, honor all warranties, and proudly sell Trane equipment. Andrew Harris has 22 years' experience and works 7 days a week to keep you comfortable. If you're considering replacing your system or just aren't happy with its performance, call today at 376-6221 or visit harrisheatcool.com.
Do you have a logo? Do you have a brand? That is where Action Specialties comes in. If you want to get your brand out there, you need to call Action Specialties. Leaders in the promotional and advertising industry, they can help you get your logo seen everywhere you need it, from signs, decals, t-shirts, uniforms, and more. They can do that. Action Specialties has been proudly assisting their customers for 27 years with first-class customer service and a dedicated sales team to help you find what you need and what you didn't even know was out there. Action Specialties, we can do that.
At Arsenal Ford, we're making it even easier with our Ford Mobile Service Van.
For your convenience, we have a mobile service solution for you.
You provide the vehicle, and I'll handle the rest.
Ford Mobile Service. We make it easy at Arsenal Ford.
Are you looking to buy or sell your home? Maybe you're looking for land or commercial property. If so, Caffrey Real Estate is your go-to real estate company in the Acadiana area. Caffrey Real Estate has been in business since 1977, and its realtors have decades of knowledge and experience. Are you looking to buy or sell a home? Call Caffrey Real Estate day or night with your real estate questions or needs, and let them put their decades of experience to work for you. That's Caffrey Real Estate, your go-to real estate company in the Acadiana. 337-367-7708 or visit our website at CaffreyRealEstate.com.
Is it time for a new roof or to repair the old one? Hi, this is Jake Blanchard with LA Classic Roofing. We're a third-generation roofing contractor that has been in the business for over 70 years. As a locally owned and operated company, we're also licensed and insured for your peace of mind. We offer free estimates and a $100 referral fee for full roof replacement. Check us out on Facebook at LA Classic Roofing. And the number to call is 465-3888. LA Classic Roofing, professional roofing solutions since the 1950s.
Hey guys, if you're looking for the top golf experience in Iberia Parish, you need to look no further than Cane Row Golf and Turf Club. Low or high handicappers will enjoy the beautiful greens, the recently refurbished sand traps, and incredibly plush fairways. And by the way, you don't have to be a golfer to enjoy Cane Row. The brand new clubhouse sports some of the best burgers, pizza, wings, and many other choices, along with absolutely the best, most potent margaritas that you've ever tried. So whether it's golf, food, or just some fun, come to Cane Row and enjoy.
We at Hike Menville Grubbs and Dalbor are happy to sponsor Coach Brent Indest and the Bayou Sports Show. We have recently changed our name from Hike Menville and Grubbs by adding J.P. Dalbor's name to our marquee. For all your legal needs, choose your hometown law firm, Hike Menville, Grubbs, and Dalbor. See us at 1017 East Dale Street or call 365-5486.
Now back to Bayou Sports with Coach Brent Indes. Phone lines are open to talk sports at 367-1240.
So, boxcar to the rescue. He's saying, and it is correct. 2008.
All right.
So that, yeah, and I said I figured Jessica was around. I knew we went when she was 5 and when she was 10, and it was when she was 10.
So 2008, Tiger and Phil played.
Tiger
together.
And Phil, Immelman won. Tiger came in second. Phil came in fifth.
All right.
But yes, Tiger and Phil both made a big time run early on Sunday, and then kind of faltered toward the end. And
the South African Trevor Immelman, he ended up taking it.
I can't say I've
South ever, African accents are very hard too.
I can't say I've ever remembered him.
Oh yeah, Immelman is actually he's a commentator now. He's an analyst.
All right. Still haven't heard of him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, you know,
not as active in golf as you are.
Exactly. Immelman. I believe that was his only major. You hate it. The worst, you know, you've got in my time, and Boxcar can help me with that via text because I know he's listening. You've got Danny Willett that won it, that was just not a good player, and Len Matisse, I believe, was the one that won it the one time. You know, when I, you know, the Masters, I hate it when a guy that just got hot that's not that good of a player.
Yeah.
That's the worst Masters for me.
Who was a little left-hander that won it years ago? Mike, Winnie Canadian.
Weir.
Yeah.
Weir from Canada.
Yeah.
Another guy.
Left-hander.
Mike Weir was a better player.
True.
Than the guy. And look, Trevor Immelman was a really good player as well. I'm not saying that Trevor Immelman was a dude.
About Larry Mize.
Larry Mize was a dude. I'll give it. Like Larry Mize, that doesn't bother me as much. But Danny Willett was one. You combine the fact that he wasn't that good of a player, and he's a fuzzy little foreigner.
Okay.
He's a very fuzzy little foreigner. I want you to kill all the you're a fuzzy little foreigner. So yeah, Willett, Immelman. You know, you think of Weir. You know, just not that great a player. You look back, Andy North wins the U.S. Open twice, and they may have been his only two wins in his career.
You might be right.
And actually parlayed that into a Golf Channel gig that to show you how good he is, because, you know, I'm sorry, I'm just being – the guy's hard to look at. He's had it looks like he's had cancer or something on his face, and his nose is just all torn apart.
Okay.
And, you know, physically, you know, when it's tough to look at somebody, it shows you how good he is at what he does.
Okay.
Charles Schwartzel, another one.
Yeah.
Birdied the last four holes to win it. Boxcar comes through with that one. Yeah, he's another one, again, a foreigner. But Schwartzel, definitely better, I think, than Len Matisse and possibly Weir as well. You know, guys like Weir, they just couldn't last on when these courses just started getting lengthened. Although the ball, of course, goes further. Clubs are hitting it further, ball's going further. But the Corey Pavins of this world, although there are a few of them, there's a little bitty guy. When he walked by me at the Masters, I remember texting Brody LeBlanc, and I'm like, dude, there's a guy smaller than you that's playing on the tour.
Well, how about the little Irishman, Ian? That's one little bit.
Woosnam. Yeah, and of Ian course, that's back.
Of course, he's a little heavier than Corey Pavin.
Okay, so Matisse finished second to Weir.
Okay.
Yeah. So Matisse finished second. So it was Matisse and Weir that maybe played in a playoff.
Got me now.
And I remember that I was actually, again, agreed to play in a golf tournament in Jennings, not realizing it was Masters weekend. And it was Matisse and Weir. We're watching it in the clubhouse. I'm literally like just trying to hurry up and finish a golf tournament, you know, to get in to see the Masters. So, yeah. And Boxcars take – but, yeah, I do believe Matisse and Weir were in a playoff and Weir won it. And it, I just remember, like, it's like, gosh, how do these two guys get in a goddamn playoff in the Masters? But, again, golf, it's all about if you're hot and what you're doing that, you know. You can get hot over 4 days. Betting odds for the Masters.
PGA.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm talking about the Masters. Thank you for straightening that out for me. So let's look at the top first and work our way. First of all, there are a buttload of players playing in this golf tournament. Okay, they this is maxed out because you got a bunch of PGA professionals.
144, is that the max usually?
I guess, but, you know, I'm just saying 1, 2, 3, I got 4, 5, 6 pictures of dudes here. So there's a bunch.
And it's a 72-hole tournament, correct?
Yes, yes, okay. Yes.
Who played the 96? Was it 96-hole tournament at one time? They have, might have been the Bob Hope Desert Classic. They played – of course, they had an amateur pro-am, too, with it.
So you got your guys up top. You know, you got Rahm and you got
– Sure.
You got Scheffler. You got Rory. You got your, you know, your obvious guys, okay? Well, then you start working – and actually, you know, Tiger's at, I think, plus 7,500.
Okay.
But it's interesting when you start – because, look, it makes you realize how the rich can get richer. Because, okay, let's just say you're a guy.
I am.
But you're not this guy, though.
Okay.
You're a guy that throwing out 500 to 1,000 bucks,
all right,
you know, is just nothing. It's nothing to you.
Okay.
Okay, you just
– like $10.
Yeah, you don't think anything of it.
20 bucks.
So, you know, when you start getting down and you realize that, you know, Sergio Garcia, you can make 12 grand on 100 bucks on Sergio.
Wow.
You know, I'm looking at Abraham Ancer, who's a great player now, who can easily get hot. Another guy, 12 grand. Webb Simpson, 16 grand on 100 bucks.
Wow.
I mean, it really just makes you think, you know, why not? Now, don't get me wrong, I can't afford to drop 100 bucks right now.
Well, let's look at it this way. If you got 144 golfers at 100 bucks, that's 14,400. So, and if a long shot comes through.
You know what? It's a point taken. But it's got to be a long shot, though.
Well, I mean, somebody.
You know, the aforementioned Charles Schwartzel, who played very well in this previous Masters. 16 grand on 100.
Okay.
Okay. Ricky Fowler, 16 grand on 100. You know, Justin Rose, 12 grand on 100. Tommy Fleetwood, 9 grand on 100. You know, these guys can play now. Now, when you start moving a little further down, and you know, Matt Wolf, who's playing horrible golf right now, but Matt Wolf put down $100 to win $21,000. Now, we're talking about a guy that at one time was playing as well as anybody on the tour.
All right.
And now he's got a funky, funky, funky backswing, okay? It's very
Charles
unique.
Charles Barkley-ish.
Well, it ain't that funky. Ain't nothing that. Kevin Na, $23,000
on a $100 bet.
On a $100 bet.
Have you?
Bubba Watson, $28,000 on a $100 bet. But this is the deal.
All right.
You know, I ask myself, how can Vegas afford to take this, or DraftKings, or whoever's doing it, whoever's booking these bets? You know why? Because there's a whole lot of people putting $100 on a whole bunch of dudes all over the country. And these hundreds adds up to millions, so they can afford it if Henrik Stenson hits it 42 grand.
Can I tell you something? I've never met a poor bookie.
Oh, no. There's no doubt. They will win in the end. Lee Westwood, who's playing some decent golf lately, $100, wins you 43 grand. Zach Johnson, 55 grand. Lucas Glover, 55 grand. Moving it down, you know, I'm just some names that you just really think can come up. Now I'm getting to the point now where It's just
you hit $100,000yet?
Oh no, no, no! I'm at $100,000, but I'm going to tell you who's the best bet at $100,000.
Yeah, who's the
John Hooters Daly?
Really,
John Daly, $100,000.
So
no, he's not the best bet. It could be $1,000,000, and I wouldn't put $100 on John Daly.
Well. Didn't he win the PGA one year?
Well, yeah, that's why he gets to go back all
and
the time.
And don't you have to qualify in the U.S. Open and
there's different rules. And yeah, we'll probably talk about that tomorrow on how you get in this golf tournament. You know, Jason Duffner, of course, now he's fallen apart. He's done nothing. $65,000. You know, if he could just find lightning in a bag for 4 days. I think the best bet I'm looking at. The best bet on paper is $100,000 on Lee Westwood. So if anybody out there wants to blow $100 and you win with Lee Westwood, I'm just asking for $1,000 retainer, $1,000. Just hook me up with a G if you put $100. And I got 10 of that $100. How about that? I'll have some skin in the game. If you're out there and you want to put 90 and I'll put 10 on Lee Westwood, I'm in for $1,000.
Yeah, there's 156 players that are going to play in the
that's a lot of dudes.
Yeah, it is. I didn't think it'd be quite that many.
A lot of dudes. Patty Harrington, 37. You know, I like that one as well. Mackenzie Hughes, I don't hate that at 37,000.
You need a bank. You keep talking. I don't mind that one. I don't mind this one. You need a bank.
Yeah, yeah, you know. But it really is, and I'm telling you, you know, my goal, you know, I got, you know, my Eon of Louisiana. That's my hopefully my future, my retirement plan.
Okay.
And you know, we're spreading out. We're moving to Mandeville. We're moving to Baton Rouge. We things are going well in Lafayette. And I'm hoping in 5 years that I can throw out the PGA. You know what? I'm going to throw $500 on these five guys. Pick five guys, $100 apiece.
All right.
Make it for some interesting watching on the weekend. But I ain't there yet, Turbo.
You might be standing in your chair. You know.
But you always see these guys. Yeah, this guy bet $100 on, you know, Johnny Muckinfuss.
Somebody took that horse 10 days ago. I guarantee you that.
Oh, well, you're darn right they did.
How much money have owners put on?
Well, you're darn right they did. You know, you wonder if it was just one of those Evangeline Downs things where they were pulling the horse back the whole time.
That's Delta Downs where the guy hid in the smoke and the fog.
And before we go to a break, turn. I can remember that, and I'll only use first names only.
Okay.
But way back in the day, let's see, I'm going to say 1979, 80, 81, or right around that time.
Okay.
Me and Georgie Segura
mm-hmm.
would work at Perry Segura's house. Scraping and painting his fence.
Okay. That's the home on Highway 182.
Yeah, out there on – is that Nelson Canal? No, it's further than Nelson Canal.
In Olivier.
Yeah. So it's Darnell. Is that Darnell that crosses right there?
Yeah, it goes from Bell Place to Darnell.
Yeah. So, you know, Mr. Perry, and of course that fence, it's part of it's knocked down now. I pass in front of it all the time. But it was a white fence, white kind of picket fence that – literally, it was a type of fence that when you finished painting it, it was time to start again.
Just about, yeah.
I mean, really. It would take you 2 summers to paint the fence.
Yeah.
If you know, of course, there was no...
bricks and poles, mostly, yeah.
No. It was all wooden then.
Really?
Oh, no, it was all wooden. It was a white wooden fence.
Bricks and poles.
Straight up. So Georgie and I did that. But we'd also, every now and then, okay, we're redoing the roof on the whatever, this part of the house and helping. Well, there was a little bitty fella out there named Anthony.
Okay.
And Anthony was a jockey. And every now and then Anthony would say, hey, guys, there's either I'm riding one tonight or a dude's riding one tonight, he says, I'm not taking bets by more than $10, but if you want to put up 10, and, you know, I'm 13 years old, and I'm giving the guy $10, and I'm telling you, he'd come back with 100 or 150, because when he knew a horse was going to win, he knew it was going to win. He knew. That horse had been, I don't know, you know, they might have been putting lead on in the jockey's pants. I mean, whatever they were doing. And Boxcar is asking me the guy's last name. I don't want to. I don't know Boxcar. He's throwing out a name.
So this has been around that time. Yeah, but you know, at one time, Las Vegas wouldn't take a bet on Advance and Downs.
Yeah, because it was so crooked.
Yeah.
Remember, we've said it before on air. The two easiest things to fix in sport, horse racing and boxing. It's the two dirtiest sports. To this day, Sonny Liston took a dive.
Yeah.
Sure in the second one. In the second one.
A whiff.
It was, I believe it was the second one.
It was a whiff, yeah.
It was a whiff. Sonny Liston did not get hit. All right, we got a caller. You're on the air with Coach Indes on Bayou Sports.
Hey, I'll tell you the story just real quick, Coach. You're right, because back then it was the jockeys and the owners and the trainers could make more money by fixing a race because the purse money was so little. Now, mm-hmm. once the casinos came in and the purses grew, then obviously the race fixing at that point, they just started doping the horses a lot more.
Yes.
But they didn't really pull them back and stuff like they used to. But I remember when I was in college, they'd race Monday night, then they'd race Thursday through Sunday. I'd go Thursday nights. I usually came home because I had to work on Friday nights. I went back on Sunday, and I'd go on Monday nights. But anyway, I'm a college kid, okay? So most I'm betting $5, $10. Well, I have 10 to win on this, probably 12 to 1 shot. And he goes in the stretch, and he's leading by at least 6 lengths. And I'm looking at this, and I'm like, I'm going to win $100-something. The jockey keeps looking behind. Nobody's catching up. And about 100 yards from the finish line, he jumps off the horse. And I'm like, oh, my God.
Because you know what? Somebody might have broken his legs if he won that race.
Oh, no doubt.
Guido and Alfonso were going to show up at his house, and they were going to break his thumbs.
No, at the old Jefferson Downs in Kenner, I guess it was
in Kenner.
It was there still a non-salt near.
You're breaking up.
Yeah, you're breaking up a little bit.
Yeah, it was a 16-year-old jockey that was murdered in his hotel room, and they know it was a hit, you know, from the racetrack, and it, to this day it's still is unsolved.
Well,
Colombian
own goal. Colombian, yeah. I'm pretty sure you know is the cartel knocked him off.
Yeah, the late great Jimmy Hoffa. Oh, was found either.
The Carlos. What was his name?
Carlos Marcelo.
The one in Marcelo. Yeah,
Carlos
yeah.
Marcelo.
Yeah, he's swimming with the fishes. Hey, leave the gun.
No,
leave the gun, but take the cannolis.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had a brother-in-law who was a horse trainer, back then, and he would say at Evangel and Downs after the race, if you really needed to stock up on batteries for your house, when they'd rake the track after each race, they'd come back with more batteries because all the jockeys had shocking devices back then, you know, drop them. At a certain point, not to get caught with them, you know, but whew, it was some shady. But boy, that was some good memories of that.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the,
you know,
I'll
tell you
heart.
This. It's something I went as a pretty young person to Evangel and Downs and had a ball. And it's just, I don't know. I never went back. You just never thought of it. But, and look, and I know nothing. I knew zero. You know, I remember I had a buddy of mine showing me, you know, how to read the racing form and, you know, and the whole deal. And it was just something that, I don't know, I just never went back. But I remember when I went, I had a blast. You know, it was a really good time.
Yeah, a lot of good
stuff. Yeah, especially at the old event. Now, but the new one has nowhere near the same feel. It really is like the racetrack is an afterthought. The casino is what they focus on over there. But at the old Evangel and Downs, man, you had more people that would actually sit in the parking lot, they pick up trucks right by the fence and just hang out as a family back then because, you know, the kids couldn't get in at that time. And so the adults would, you know, just stay out with them in the parking lot. Then they'd go in to place their bets, come back out. It was just a lot, you know, just a lot of fun, you know, and they always had something going on. But I tell you what, you know, I mean, for all the crookedness and the, you know, race fixing and all that, it was still the breeding ground of some of the greatest jockeys to ever, you know, race in the U.S., that little track right there. And one of the greatest horses of all time, John Henry, you know, was a maiden claimer at Evangeline Downs, so go figure.
That's right. All
righty. Appreciate the call in, Boxcar.
All right, man. Y'all have a. And by the way, you know, for the first time ever, me and my little golf foursome got together. We each put up $50, and I don't bet, but we are betting on the Saints this year, man. So we got
awesome.
We got even. You know, obviously, you know, the over total is 8 for the season, and then but plus 500 to win the division, which I think they have a you know, it's going to be them in Tampa Bay. And then it's plus 2,000 for the NFC and plus 6,000 for the Super Bowl. So might be there with you, Coach, being able to throw down those $100, those Benjamins in the future.
Gotcha.
All right, y'all have a good one, man.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, I'm sorry. We're going to be back right here, with Bayou Sports. We'll be right back.
The Corner Tavern is the premier spot for live music. Be there Thursday for Southern Jack Productions, and on Sunday, it's the fifth edition. Remember, never a cover at the Corner Tavern. 19 TVs has you covered for sports and no bar with more outdoor seating. Corner Tavern, 910 East Main, across from McDonald's. The best drink prices in DeBary. Domestic beer, just $2. Imports, $3 all day, every day, other than during bands and special benefits. And don't forget the Corner Tavern, now serving fresh fruit margaritas and daiquiris.
If you need physical therapy, choose Iberia Sports and Rehabilitation. Our licensed staff is trained at the highest level to provide a customized treatment plan to give you the best results for pain-free living. Iberia Sports and Rehab has the area's only indoor heated therapy pool and Class 4 laser device, which assists the body to heal itself naturally. To get better, go to Iberia Sports and Rehab in New Iberia, keeping Acadiana strong and healthy. Visit isrehab.com.
Do you have a logo? Do you have a brand? That is where Action Specialties comes in. If you want to get your brand out there, you need to call Action Specialty. Leaders in the promotional and advertising industry, they can help you get your logo seen everywhere you need it, from signs, decals, t-shirts, uniforms, and more. They can do that. Action Specialties has been proudly assisting their customers for 27 years with first-class customer service and a dedicated sales team to help you find what you need and what you didn't even know was out there. Action Specialties, we can do that.
Nowadays, none of us can be without adequate insurance coverage, but we still want to be sure we're getting the best value for the money. That's why so many people call the Schwing Insurance Agency to get a quote. The Schwing family has been handling the insurance needs of businesses and homeowners for almost 80 years. You can depend on Schwing Insurance to find the coverage you need at the best price. So before you buy a new policy or renew an existing one, call the Schwing Insurance Agency for a quote at 365-2357. Schwing Insurance, 300 East Main, across from the Shadows.
We at Hike Menville Grubbs and Dalbor are happy to sponsor Coach Brent Indes and the Bayou Sports Show. We have recently changed our name from Hike Menville and Grubbs by adding J.P. Dalbor's name to our marquee. For all your legal needs, choose your hometown law firm, Hike Menville Grubbs and Dalbor. See us at 1017 East Dale Street or call 365-5486.
Is it time for a new roof or to repair the old one? Hi, this is Jake Blanchard with LA Classic Roofing. We're a third-generation roofing contractor that has been in the business for over 70 years. As a locally owned and operated company, we're also licensed and insured for your peace of mind. We offer free estimates and a $100 referral fee for full roof replacement. Check us out on Facebook at LA Classic Roofing. And the number to call is 465-3888. LA Classic Roofing, professional roofing solutions since the 1950s.
Now back to Bayou Sports with Coach Brent Indest on the all-new Kane 107.5.
All right, we're back right here at the new Kane 107.5 FM Bayou Sports. Finishing up golf talk, had a little racing talk.
A lot.
Well, now, again, maybe I've been living under a rock, pun intended.
Mm-hmm.
So the Rock evidently has bought the before bankrupt USFL. I mean, I'm sorry, XFL, excuse me. There's too many leagues now to keep up with. They've got coaches. They've got everything. They're going to kick off in February of 23. How is this going to work? And now, I'll say this. I think it's being shown that the USFL, in trying to play games away from home stadiums, that's not working. We got a texter. You're laughing.
Yeah, they got a buddy text me a while ago. He's still laughing about the jockey jumping off the horse to fix the race.
Hey, you got to do what you got to do. If somebody's coming to break your thumbs, yeah, you got to do what you got to do.
Of all people, this guy's Mike's bail bonds.
Yeah. Well, yeah, he knows a little bit about breaking thumbs.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, gave you a little shout out to him, Mike.
Yeah, appreciate it. Appreciate all of our listeners. So, XFL, The Rock. Now, they got some names. Okay, so coaches. Some of the coaches. Rod Woodson.
Yeah, good player. Heisman Trophy winner.
Hines Ward.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, Georgia Peach.
Former Georgia Bulldog. Bob Stoops.
Yep. Another good coach.
Wade Phillips. A little past his time, but still, Wade Phillips can coach some ball.
He can. Son of bum.
I love to call it, because the old ball coach referred to him as Jim Haslett. Jim Haslett. You know, Jim Haslett, he gets up at 4:30 in the morning. Doesn't seem to be doing him too good.
Greatest headline in the Times-Picayune one morning. Saints give extension to Jim Haslett, and right next to him, Buddy D dies of heart attack.
So, Jim Haslett, he's back in action. And there's also a couple of guys that you've never heard of. Like, they're former NFL players, but they were coaching. One was coaching at a high school.
Try us.
But kickoff, February 23rd. You've got – now, listen to these names. All right. Well, I'm going to start out with
– Are these the teams?
Yes. Okay. The New York Guardians. So, you know, I wonder
– Where's Cleveland?
Cleveland, were they the Guardians first? Did the New York come up with this Guardians thing first?
Bob Hope's rolling in.
Jeff was talking about roller derby.
Okay.
I wanted to call it roller hockey. Roller derby team in Cleveland that had sued the Cleveland Indians, Guardians, for using their name, and evidently they settled.
Yeah, Bob Hope used to own part of the Cleveland Indians. Yeah.
But what I'm getting at here is all of these teams have very unique and new names, because, you know, nobody wants to name teams the Tigers, Bears, you know, whatever anymore.
Lions, oh my.
Yeah, exactly. Lions and Tigers and Bears, oh my. Oh, I got courage. I can put you one hand behind my back.
Hey, Bojan.
The St. Louis Battlehawks. Yeah, you know, okay. New Battlehawks, the Battlehawks. The Houston Roughnecks, you got to love that, because the whole oil thing.
Sure.
Houston Roughnecks, get that one. The Dallas Renegades, yeah, okay. Oh, mama, I'm in fear for me. A little stick song, you know, got to play that. When they're coming out, they got to play that. The Seattle Dragons.
Okay.
All right, you know, it's new, it's different.
Yeah, okay.
They're not the Griffins, because I do think a Griffin in Dutchtown is some type of mythological dragon-esque flying-like creature.
That Chanterbury tails and all that.
Is it a liger? It's a cross between a lion and a tiger?
It's a mixture, yeah. They got them all over the churches
A liger, that's from Napoleon Dynamite.
Yeah.
I caught you a delicious bass. DC Defenders. You know, I like that. Okay. I like the ring of that.
Yeah.
The DC Defenders. The Tampa Bay Vipers.
Yes.
To me, it should be more of the – is it the anacondas that are all over South Florida?
Yeah, the pythons.
Pythons. So, to me, it should be the pythons, not the vipers.
Yeah, that would be a better
– it would be a better name.
A viper's a poisonous snake. A python squeeze you to death.
Well, you know what? It's dangerous.
Oh, yeah.
It's lethal.
They eat alligators.
Yeah.
Pythons. Deer, whatever.
Well, so we've just mentioned all these – new wave, these unique, all these cool names. Guardians, Vipers, Defenders, Dragons, Renegades, Roughnecks, Battlehawks, and then you have the L.A. Wildcats.
Okay.
They have copied the name of maybe 2,500 high schools, you know, 100 colleges.
You know, it was at one time the L.A. Express.
Yeah.
I think.
Well, that was a USFL team. Steve Young played for.
That's correct.
He was in LA Express. Yeah. You know, I'm thinking of that there's a Is it because of the movie High School Musical that they were the Wildcats? Wow. And the only reason I know that is because my daughter was a huge High School Musical.
You going to start singing now?
I don't even know. No. It's with the Zac Efron dude, big pretty boy, you know. So I don't know. But why in the heck? How can you go from Guardians, Vipers, Dragons, Renegades, Roughnecks, and Battlehawks to Wildcats?
Yeah, maybe Los Angeles. I don't know, the Sparrows. Sparrows in Capistrano.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I'm just telling you. You put it out there because typically what they do, they'll let the mass, you know, the fans get in on it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they did it with the Swamp Cats.
Yeah.
Okay, here in soccer.
How about the Ice Gators?
Yeah, the Ice Gators. That was all.
That was
a big media push, you know, the whole deal. And they came up with all these in Los Angeles. Think of all the marketing geniuses.
That's right.
In Los Angeles.
That's why I look at these commercials today and go, people paid for that?
But I'll tell you, I do, because to me, beauty is in the eye of the beholder on the old commercial. Because I'm going to tell you, the whole ostrich thing, emu ostrich thing with
Liberty
the guy.
Mutual.
I think that's genius. I the latest one with where they're getting married and does anyone have anything in it? Not today! I laugh and Tina looks at me. She goes, do you think that's funny? I said, I think it's flipping hilarious.
Yeah, Liberty Mutual's a good insurance company.
Yeah, Liberty Bibbity.
Yep.
Can I riff? I'm sorry.
It was Ibbity Bibbity.
Ibbity
Bobbity Boo.
All right, we're going to come back. Boxcar kind of, you know, he stole a little bit of my thunder because I got the over-unders for every NFL team that you can bet on right now through whatever. You know, of course, it's just, I don't know. So when I'm talking DraftKings, when I'm talking Caesars, when I'm talking all the, I guess, is that all Vegas? Can you encompass that in being all Vegas?
That's a good question.
Yeah, but it's just, through whatever sports book you want, these are the over and unders that are coming out, and it lets you show what do they think about after the draft, after most of free agency is out the way, what going into voluntary OTAs, whatever they call it, okay, summer workouts.
Yeah.
What the prognosticators think about the upcoming NFL season, and I've split them up into top tier, second tier, mid level. Work in progress and bottom feeders. And we're going to talk about those when we come back right here on the new Kane 107.5 FM.
If you're suffering from a sports-related injury, choose Iberia Sports and Rehabilitation. Our highly trained and licensed team will work with your physician to provide a customized treatment plan to help you recover as soon as possible. Iberia Sports and Rehab is proud to partner with our local middle and high schools to keep their athletes healthy and in the game. To get better, go to Iberia Sports and Rehab in New Iberia. Visit isrehab.com.
Nowadays, none of us can be without adequate insurance coverage, but we still want to be sure we're getting the best value for the money. That's why so many people call the Schwing Insurance Agency to get a quote. The Schwing family has been handling the insurance needs of businesses and homeowners for almost 80 years. You can depend on Schwing Insurance to find the coverage you need at the best price. So before you buy a new policy or renew an existing one, call the Schwing Insurance Agency for a quote at 365-2357. Schwing Insurance, 300 East Main, across from the Shadows.
Are you looking to buy or sell your home? Maybe you're looking for land or commercial property. If so, Caffrey Real Estate is your go-to real estate company in the Acadiana area. Caffrey Real Estate has been in business since 1977, and its realtors have decades of knowledge and experience. Are you looking to buy or sell a home? Call Caffrey Real Estate day or night with your real estate questions or needs, and let them put their decades of experience to work for you. That's Caffrey Real Estate, your go-to real estate company in the Acadiana. 337-367-7708 or visit our website at CaffreyRealEstate.com.
The Corner Tavern is the premier spot for live music. Be there Thursday for Southern Jack Productions, and on Sunday, it's the fifth edition. Remember, never a cover at the Corner Tavern. 19 TVs has you covered for sports and no bar with more outdoor seating. Corner Tavern, 910 East Main, across from McDonald's. The best drink prices in DeBary. Domestic beer, just $2. Imports, $3 all day, every day, other than during bands and special benefits. And don't forget the Corner Tavern, now serving fresh fruit, margaritas, and daiquiris.
At Arsenault Ford, we're making it even easier with our Ford Mobile Service Van.
For your convenience, we have a mobile service solution for you.
You provide the vehicle, and I'll handle the rest.
Ford Mobile Service. We make it easy at Arsenal Ford.
Hey guys, if you're looking for the top golf experience in Iberia Parish, you need to look no further than Cane Row Golf and Turf Club. Low or high handicappers will enjoy the beautiful greens, the recently refurbished sand traps, and incredibly plush fairways. And by the way, you don't have to be a golfer to enjoy Cane Row. The brand new clubhouse sports some of the best burgers, pizza, wings, and many other choices, along with absolutely the best, most potent margaritas that you've ever tried. So whether it's golf, food, or just some fun, come to Cane Row and enjoy.
The dog days of summer are here, and you'll need an experienced local HVAC contractor to keep you comfortable. Call Harris Heating and Cooling. They service all brands, honor all warranties, and proudly sell Trane equipment. Andrew Harris has 22 years' experience and works 7 days a week to keep you comfortable. If you're considering replacing your system or just aren't happy with its performance, call today at 376-6221 or visit harrisheatcool.com.
Now back to Bayou Sports with Coach Brent Indest. Phone lines are open to talk sports at 367-1240.
All right, we're back. Last segment of Bayou Sports. Top NFL teams. It looks like that the Vegas, the prognosticators, the people who set the over and unders, it looks like the three teams that they believe will be right at the top of the NFL will be the Bills, the Bucks, and the Packers. And, of course, the Bucks, that's because of Tom Brady. If the Bucks, if Tom Brady's not there, the over and under for them drops minimum four games.
Yeah, substantially.
Could have been six. I think. Oh, without Tom Brady. So, right now, the over-under for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers is 11.5 games.
And didn't they lose Mike Evans? Seemed like
Evans. No, I don't think they did.
They lost somebody.
I think they might have lost Godwin. But I don't think they lost Mike Evans.
Yeah, and is Gronk going to come back?
You know what? Boy, I saw something the other day, I don't have enough conviction.
But they have
a
good defense, too. Don't forget that.
Oh, no, no doubt. But, again, Tom Brady, 11.5. No Tom Brady, they're going 7.5, 6.5. But the Bills, the Bucks, and the Packs, of course, the Bills. You got Josh Allen, who is – just everything.
Yeah.
Josh Allen, you got to say right now, if all 32 teams got to start over and had to pick a quarterback, I'm telling you right now, I'm picking Josh Allen over Mahomes.
Okay.
I'm picking, boy, if my daughter heard me say this, I'm picking Josh Allen over Joe Burrow.
Okay.
Just because he can move so well.
And the Rams aren't up there?
Well, they're coming. So you got the top tier. So you got Bills, Bucks, Packers.
Those three.
And, again, Packers, of course, Aaron Rodgers. That's why. He's coming back. But, again, the Packers, man, Aaron Rodgers, he's going to get to that point where he's going to be thought of as one of the underachievers of all time, you know, with just that one Super Bowl win. Always nice to have that one, but, boy – when you're considered the best team in the league for so many years or one of the best teams and you can't knock out that big one.
Yeah.
So we go from the top tier to what is considered – no, still – I'm sorry. I still had this under top tier, the teams at 10.5. And, of course, this is not my prognostication. This is the experts.
It's Vegas.
Yes. Cowboys, over and under 10.5. Chiefs, 10.5. Rams – 10.5. Chargers.
Interesting.
10.5. And to show you how important quarterbacks are in the NFL, Denver Broncos, 10.5. And honestly, I would, out of all of these, I like the Broncos in the over more than any of them.
Really?
Because the Broncos had an unbelievable defense last year.
True.
And they pretty much got them all back. And they had a really good running game. They just had no quarterback. Teddy B is not a starter in the NFL. Sean Payton geniusly used him, brought him in. He did what he had to do.
5-0.
But Teddy Bridgewater is not a guy that's going to carry an NFL football team.
No.
Now, you throw in my man from Seattle. Okay.
Russell Wilson.
And now – I believe the Broncos are Super Bowl contenders immediately. Because, like I said, they play great defense, but just nobody knew about them because they
couldn't score.
You know, they couldn't score points. They had to hold people to 14 points to win football games.
Right.
And they still won their share. I believe they were either 9-8, 8-9. They were right. They Somewhere were right in that wheelhouse. And when I think of that, I'm thinking Russell Wilson is at least worth four wins. So I'm looking at them at 12. I'm looking at them as a 12-win team. And you know what? I may put my money where my mouth is on that one.
Yeah, they have Las Vegas, San Diego, Denver, and Kansas City in that division.
And again, that is probably why they're picked so low, because their division is brutal.
It is.
You got a lot of great quarterbacks. And you do have to take that into account, that their division is brutal. You know, it's not like the Saints, and we're going to get to the Saints. But, you know, the Saints have two teams in their division that are flat out putrid.
Yeah.
They stink. They're smelly. They're dirty.
Putrid.
Birds.
That's a color. Putrid.
So that's your top tier teams. When we get to second tier, and, you know, I'm a little shocked that Cincinnati was not considered one of those 10.5. But, again, I get it. I'm a fan. I'm a Joe Burrow fan.
Sure.
I jumped on the bandwagon. Yes, throw stuff at me. I know there's a lot of Cajuns fans out there that just, Joe Burrow. Yeah, okay. When Kareem joined the Lakers, I became a Lakers fan, okay? All right? When Larry Zonka jumped to the USFL, I was pulling for the team that he was playing for.
Sure.
When Shaq went from the Magic to the Lakers, I became a Lakers fan again. I was a Magic fan.
All right.
It's just who it is. Wherever Pistol Pete played, I hated the Celtics for my entire existence. When Pistol Pete joined the Celtics, I became a Celtics fan.
Yeah, I was never a Celtics
fan. I hated the Celtics. I look back now and I think of – and look, I throw it out there. When you think of the fact that in the NBA that they were so successful with all those Caucasians out there, it's amazing. Okay, it's amazing. All right, when you look at it in retrospect.
But Bill Russell was the glue that held that team.
No doubt. Well, but you're talking about those. I'm talking about the Celtics of McHale, Bird.
Even later. Yes.
Danny Ainge. As Charles Barkley called him, Danny Ainge.
Bird steals the ball. He gives it to DJ for the layup.
What? Freckle-faced DJ.
Yep.
Freckle-faced. That was against the Pistons, correct, and Isaiah Thomas.
Yes.
Yes. But Cincinnati considered to be that second tier, 9.5, along with the 49ers, the Ravens, the Colts. The Colts, so remind me, the Colts lost Wentz. Who'd we pick? Who'd the Colts pick up?
They picked up our boy from Atlanta.
Yes, yes. So they got Matty Ice. The Titans. That's a cool name, the Titans.
Titans, yep.
Yeah, I like
Clash of.
I always like the movie Clash of the Titans.
The Jets were the Titans.
And I just like the moniker the Titans. I think that's really cool.
The Jets were the Titans back in the day when they went from Titans to Jets.
Yes. The Cardinals. And the Cardinals. So 9.5. Cincinnati, 49ers, Ravens, Colts, Titans. Cool name. Cardinals. Mid-level, we're calling them. So we went from top tier to second tier to mid-level. This is your blue-collar teams trying to eke in the playoffs. You got the Eagles.
All right.
Again, Jalen Hurts. You know, big onus on him to get it done. Dolphins, Tua. So much on him to get it done. Vikings, Kirk Cousins. Raiders, you know, the Raiders are the one that everybody just think they should get better. You know, you've got a top-tier quarterback in Carr. And then you got the Patriots, who, you know, you're thinking Belichick, and you've got Mac and Cheese, Mac Jones. Kind of surprised they weren't at the 9.5. I like taking the Pats with the over.
All right.
I like the Eagles in the under.
Okay.
I don't think the Eagles are going to win it. I think they're going to win maximum 8 football games. Work in progress, they call it. The Saints, 7.5. The over-under, 7.5. I picked them to win 9. So they're saying the Saints are going to get worse, and I don't get that. The Saints were 8-9 this year, correct?
No, they were 9-8. They were 9-8. They got edged out by San Francisco.
My deal is that I guess this is a Sean Payton thing. This is the Dennis Allen thing.
Yeah.
Because I do believe that the Saints will put a better football team on the field next year. And if they don't do well, it will be an indictment on Dennis Allen.
Yeah. The cornerback came on really strong from Stanford.
Yes. Adebo. Paulson Adebo.
Yeah.
So joining the Saints is a work in progress. The Steelers, the Commanders, and the Giants. The Giants surprised me. So they expect the Giants to be much improved.
Yes.
With their draft. You know, drafted a couple of top guys. So they expect the Giants. They really look at the Giants as a team that did way better in the draft than the Jets, because the Jets are near the bottom. Now, when we look at the bottom feeders, the top of the bottom feeders.
The top.
Sometimes you do want to be the top of the bottom feeders. You got to compare yourself to somebody. I talked about it. Louisiana, we love to say how poor the education is in Mississippi.
That's right.
You got to be able to pick on somebody.
It's got to be bad in Arkansas,
yeah,
too.
Somebody's losing a trailer. The Lions, the top of the bottom feeders, along with Jacksonville. So they're expecting Jacksonville to improve.
We'll see. I'm not sold yet.
6.5. The Bears, Jeff's Bears, picking them at 6 is the over-under. I'm just not saying this to make Jeff smile in the back. I think that's low. I do think the Bears will win more than 6 games. New coach. I got a new attitude. I like the Bears winning 8 games next year.
All right.
The Seahawks, who just lost their quarterback and say, we don't need another one. We're going Drew Lock and Geno Smith. That's our dudes. Yeah, give me a break.
Good luck.
Go get Baker Mayfield, please. Just go get him.
They could.
Drop the money and make a deal. Make Cleveland take half the $19 million. You take half the $19 million and get Baker Mayfield over there.
They should have a lot of room.
Yeah. The Jets at 5.5. So even though the Jets have 2 early draft picks, still holding them at 5-5. I just wondered, the BYU quarterback, can he get it done?
Yeah.
The Panthers down there at 5.5. Still sitting there. Now they draft Howell out of North Carolina, I believe.
No, he went to the Commanders.
No, he went to the Commanders.
Yeah. They did draft somebody, though.
Or the Cincinnati quarterback.
Yeah, it might be.
Yeah. But they're going in with Darnold.
Yes.
Darnold's going to be their quarterback.
Yeah, the Southern Cal kid.
And then bringing up the bottom, you love to see it, the Dirty Birds. Now, one thing I hate about it, I really love the guy from that just came over from the Raiders, the quarterback.
Mariota.
Yeah.
No, he from
– Yeah,
he
Marcus
played,
Mariota.
He played with the Titans.
Yes, the Titans. Sorry.
He backed up Tannehill for a while.
Yes. But he didn't.
Yeah, you might
No, he was
right.
with the Raiders.
Yeah, you're
No,
right.
he came in and Wildcat
right.
stuff and
you're
with
correct.
The Raiders.
Yeah, I stand correct.
I love Marcus Mariota. And I got to know him a little bit at Manning Camp. And I'm just telling you, I don't know if I've ever met a nicer NFL guy than really? Marcus Mariota.
Big guy, too.
Humble, nice, just down to earth. Love the guy. And the Texans. Of course, the Texans, they're going with Davis Mills. So, the Saints, is it because I'm a fan? But I'm sorry, I got my best two, I'm thinking take the over with the Saints, take the over with the Pats, and take the under with the Eagles.
Okay.
That's my call. And I do like the fact that they think the Lions are going to win 6-7 ball games, because I'm rooting for that guy. I like the coach.
Yeah, I know you.
I like the coach there.
Times
I like
year.
Him. I like the way he talks. You know, he's a no-nonsense, throwback kind of dude, and I like that guy. All right, remember, stay tuned. We got Lee K coming up right after this with the Breakfast Club. Always so appreciative to our sponsors, Caffrey Real Estate, Harris Heating and Cooling, Action Specialties, LA Classic Roofing, Schwing Insurance, Cane Roll Golf and Turf Club, Hike Menville, Grubbs and Dow Bar, Iberia Sports and Rehab, Arsenal Ford, The Quarter Tavern, Gator Outdoors, KK's Cafe, and Eon of Louisiana. That's a wrap, folks. See ya.